Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You ready?
Here we go!
The Slacker Show.
Let's go.
Always on in my car.
The best when I'm driving.
It gets me pumped up.
Hey!
Let's go!
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
We want to talk about what you're tea-hacky about. It's the hill you'll die on. There's just certain things.
Yeah, what are you a stubborn idiot about?
Right.
Like me.
What upsets me is the one, there's this list of some people's, and ranch dressing should be a beverage option. Makes me want to crawl into a hole.
Ranch dressing should be banned from the planet Earth.
Okay, I don't agree with you there, but maybe that's your hill.
Ranch dressing is just
delicious. Goes great with everything. Do I want to drink it? No.
No, exactly. Like, perfect for a chicken tendy, just going loop into the ranch dressing. But not
you couldn't
drink
have said tender
straw.
There. Like, here's the hill I'll die on. We abbreviate a lot of stupid stuff.
Yeah.
And it drives me nuts when people like
a lot of stew stuff.
That
we abbreviate.
I just got a text that said perf, and I'm on edge about it.
Did I send it to you?
No.
Oh, I say perf a lot.
I know.
Not in real life, just
it's a hill I'll die on. Okay, so you're no to the ranch.
Well, I don't want to drink ranch through a straw. I want to dip things in ranch. French fries in ranch.
Then so you good. Don't, here's my hill. If you need ranch, then you don't like the thing you're eating.
That's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's just an added layer.
No, it's not. Because you're, like, I see people just, you're eating pizza and then you go, and I'm like, what are you doing? Do you not like pizza? Like, pizza's good by itself. You don't need to put something
and
on
it's
it.
It's great with ranch.
It's not great with
okay,
so disgusting.
You're essentially being T-Hack right now.
I know when it comes to ranch.
Because if you claim that the pizza's not good enough without the ranch on it, you're basically saying there should be nothing extra on pizza and it should just be like cheese or pepperoni.
No, I'm not saying that.
But you're saying, well, why do you need the extra stuff? Then why do you need the pesto? Why do you need the sausage? Why do you need the peppers? Why do you need the ranch?
Are you done yelling at me?
Yeah.
Here's the hill I'm willing to die on. Eric is mean to me almost every day.
No!
Text in if you agree. No. Okay, who else has got a hill? No, I can't even. I made eye contact with Tiak on accident, and I know he's just got the bandolero of like, which hill do you want?
Okay.
Oh, you are going to go.
I'll go. I think people who are runners are not athletes.
You're on that hill alone.
Because there were like these kind of cute t-shirts, I'll admit, it was like clever, that came out that were like, I run, so like my sport is your punishment. Like, if you play basketball, you have to run as a punishment, you know? Yeah, and also when I play basketball, people are trying to mess me up. They're trying to stop me. They're trying to get me to do something different. When you're running, you can just run. No one's getting in your way.
Okay, Forrest Gump.
I was running.
You can just run. Yeah.
Now, other sports, you have to run and do something. Run and carry a ball. Run and juke somebody.
But not long distances.
Sure.
Yeah. I really think we're going to get some hate texts to
you.
Yeah,
if you're a runner, this is your moment to come after Hack. He can't escape.
Yeah, I know I can't run. I could juke you quickly, and then
you'd catch me.
Yeah.
All right. So here's what we want. We're giving you the radio station to just basically say it's not what you think is stupid, because it might be something you think is amazing. It's just this hill, like there's one on this list that I think Tiek will agree with. It says Friends is trash and Frasier is better.
Frasier is better.
That's such a dumb hill to die
on. Frasier is the best.
That's why Frasier is one of the most popular shows in syndication for all time.
I think it's up there.
No, it's nowhere near Friends.
It's up there, but I think Friends is higher.
I'm not even a Friends guy, but I know the Friends is better than Frasier.
You got to be careful, though, because we're getting into your One Direction argument.
What is your One Direction argument?
What are you saying? That
just because it's the most popular does not mean it's the highest quality.
Hmm.
That is an argument I make.
I'm not interested in having a conversation with you about that.
Okay.
Because in addition to being a Swiftie, you're a Directioner.
Yeah, and also rest in peace, Liam Payne. Yeah. Huge Directioner. Was in that phase way too old. Yeah. I was in college.
Yeah.
And so I was like, baby, you light up my world like nobody else.
I have a new hill.
There is a certain age of women, because I was married to a Directioner. Like, and I'm like, you're lusting after teenage boys. That's weird.
Okay,
that's
to be fair, the boys are about my age.
Yeah, they weren't
They're
her
men.
Age.
They're men.
Right, but they weren't her age. And it was just like, Harry, I'm like, ugh, it's gross.
Harry loves an older woman. Okay, I feel like we're getting off topic.
Sorry. All right, if there's a hill you will die on, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423. You can text that number or call that number. I found out one about my son recently. We took my mom out to lunch, and then afterward, we spotted a little ice cream shop.
Okay.
Called Scrumptious. It's in Longmont. Cute. So cute. And they had all sorts. Oh my God, they had Elvis ice cream, banana, peanut butter, and honey.
That sounds delicious.
Oh my God, it was amazing. We all got cones, and my son was like, why would you get a cone? A cup is better.
I always do a cup.
I do a cup too. Yeah, it is better.
Because with the cone, you have...
You get the cone.
You get a contrasting flavor. You know once you get through
the
licks.
No, you're on the clock.
Oh my God, he literally said that exact thing. He was like, I'm not on a clock. He's like, look at you. It's going to drip on you. He's like, nothing's... I can go as fast as I want. And I'm like... What are you talking about? There's no clock.
I love Noah.
That's the dumbest argument.
Wise beyond his years.
No.
Yeah, I mean, that's a pretty good argument.
But like, you're getting after
it. I'm a cone girl,
like,
but.
You get the cone.
No, but I always make a mess. And I understand the clock. When I was younger, I'd get the cone flipped into a cup.
That's the way to go.
Yeah,
truly. Because then you get all of it and you're not on the clock. You can take your time.
I can't believe you and my son said the exact same thing.
That is concerning.
I'm freaking out right now. That's so gross.
We've been hanging out.
Okay. Aaron, did you have any?
I did, but I'll be honest, this ice cream conversation made me forget it. And now I'm just thinking of ice cream.
All right, hit yourself with some insulin and then we'll go find some Bluebell downstairs. All right, so if you have a hill you're willing to die on, we want to hear what it is. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
So we're doing the hill you'll die on. Weird little things that, you know, you have an unpopular opinion and you're willing to just share it with the group.
Or it could be popular. Like, I believe everyone in this room thinks that reply all should be deleted.
Banned.
Yeah. What?
There's never a reason to reply all. You don't need to reply all. You don't need to do that.
You absolutely do. Because about, like, if you're talking to a couple people, you should be able to reply all.
Okay, that's fine. But like the massive Denver...
Company-wide emails, no reply all should exist. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, it's like, it's so-and-so's birthday. And it's like, okay.
Happy birthday.
Send a message straight to them. I don't need to see your message to them. It's
I'm with you on that.
We have, I don't know how many calls we're going to be able to get to. Let's just get to one here at least. Kate?
Hi.
What hill are you willing to die on? By the way, we've got Erica strapped down, so this is going to be great.
I have a feeling I know what she's about to say.
What's your hill?
Oh, you ever snap down? You need to. Maybe Aaron as well. Taylor Swift deserved the bogus award from Kanye West.
Like, you think
Taylor Swift deserved to be interrupted and that she did not have a good video that year?
Correct.
Why do you feel what this way? I want to dissect. I want to dissect this psychology. It was for You Belong With Me, which is like a long time ago. We were like in high school. She did the, she was Taylor in some of it, and then she was the brunette girl in some of it. It was a great video.
Yeah, cutting edge.
I mean, I grew up with the teardrops on my guitar, and she's just not slamming the screen door like she used to.
I'm not sure what that means.
So she liked, you liked the country version
so you
of
liked
Taylor Moore.
Debut album, but this was still, Fearless was the country version. Do you feel that she deserves that from Kanye now, or she deserved it back in 2013, I think it was?
Oh, you're weird.
No, it was way before that, 2009.
She would deserve it even more now.
Oh,
she's breaking free of the bonds.
Genuinely... Who's your favorite artist?
She's out of her era, for sure. Her era is done. The eras are
You're
gone.
You're using her language. No, but my genuine question, I can't even remember your name because I was so
heated. It's Kate.
Who is your favorite artist?
Bailey Zimmerman.
Okay, so just maybe she's just not for you. That's a country dude, right?
Yeah.
So maybe Taylor's just not.
But okay, could we make the argument though that you knew that was for what category was that Kanye interrupted her?
Female video of the year, not video of the year.
Okay, but you knew female video of the year and the year that it was 2009. I remember it too because I remember where I was.
Was it 09?
When that happened.
Kanye moment, that moment was so impactful for you?
Yeah. Who won in 10? 11.
No idea.
12. 13.
No idea.
Yeah.
We don't know.
So your point is that Kanye made her.
Oh, no. Well, oh, no.
There was.
He walked right up to the line and I just summarized it and you're mad at me.
No, I'm mad at him too. Because there's the Kanye song where he says,
I made you famous.
I made that beep famous.
I thought there was something going on too where it's a conspiracy, but like Kanye basically saved Taylor. Did you hear that?
There's the whole, is it like the Beyonce conspiracy?
I think so.
Like if you beat Beyonce at an award,
you die.
It's a will die on.
The Slacker Show.
Alice.
105.9.
Time for my favorite part of the show. Not because we get the news of the day. We get to hear Erica melt down.
News.
I was going to let her go. Sorry.
News.
No.
News.
That went really well.
Is to decide if this is news or nope.
It's news or nope. We hear the actual news stories of the day presented by people who don't know anything about anything.
We all have nopes again.
Yes, we do.
Ooh,
who even used their nopes last week?
All of us.
We did?
I don't think I did.
I don't think, yeah.
I did.
Tiago always uses his bad, like a bad NBA coach with a timeout.
He waits till like someone's almost done with their story. Then he's like,
no, but it's like, what are you doing, man?
I do hoard it. You're right. That's really weird.
All right.
Good evening. Thank you for joining the program. Good news for fans of Harry Styles. A Love on Tour Forever documentary is in the works. It looks like we're really hoping it's true. It says 173 shows, 5 continents, millions of hearts, 1 message, love. A colorful, heartfelt look at Harry Styles' Love on Tour.
Is that the tour that's already happened or a new tour coming up?
No, it's the one that already happened. So they filmed it. So it'd be like the Eras tour.
A while ago.
Yeah, it seems a little
late because also there's rumors that he's going to have a new album. And I'm like, what? Where we're stuck on the last one?
So
I mean, he toured that for like 2 years in a row.
Yeah.
How many did you see?
I saw 2.
I think I only went to 1.
How many did our twisted too old
like
to
8.
Follow?
Okay.
Yep. She's in.
Let's not talk ill.
Yeah. She's a wonderful woman.
You guys go to a lot of shows. You both had to genuinely think about it.
Yeah.
How many?
Well, because
times
also
you saw...
he was touring that show for like 2 years.
Kind of like the Eras tour. It went on for a really long time.
So you could almost see it in your own market more than once.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Or market adjacent.
Yeah. Okay.
But like Aaron went to see him in
nine,
New York.
Yeah. Nine.
How many? Nine times.
Yeah.
All right. So we're and that's coming out on.
We don't know. Because it's a rumor. We don't actually know if it's.
Where was that rumor coming from?
It was found on. What is Letterboxd?
That is a movie review site. So.
Oh, okay.
If I'm correct.
Okay, so.
It is rumored to be released this fall.
I'm just curious, is this called rumor or nope? Hmm. Or is this called news or nope?
It is called The Slacker Show. So kind of adjacent to, this isn't real news.
I'm just saying, I just think it should be news.
Good evening.
Good evening. Do you have a rumor or do you have something hard?
I have something real that's happening.
Okay.
And TSA is asking for this to please stop. Because people keep coming and trying to use their Costco cards.
Oh, God, I want to use my note so bad. It's too early in the week. It's too early in the week. Don't you ever speak ill of Costco, young lady.
She's not. She's speaking ill of the dummies that are giving TSA members.
These are not dummies. These are Costco card holders.
Okay. That doesn't get you through security.
Right. It's got your picture on it.
No.
They had to share TSA, like TSA, shared on Facebook.
TSA, TSA, TSA. You can't start
it.
You can't start a chant with Tiak and I, especially if it's got an essay in it.
I actually didn't start a chant. I don't know what to tell you other than that's just the name of the bureau. Okay. I don't know what they are. They had to post to Facebook and tell people, we love hot dogs and rotisserie chickens as much as the next person, but please stop telling people their Costco card counts as a real ID. It absolutely does not.
Okay.
People could be a little smarter.
Okay. But you know now, what's the real ID mean? Like you have to have a star or something?
Yeah.
Is there a star on your ID?
You got to have the real ID as of May 7th to travel even in the country. But if you have a passport, not a real ID, that's okay.
Okay.
Which, could they have come up with a better name? Because real ID implies fake ID.
Yeah.
Like if you have written, like this isn't fake, this is just my old one.
Can I just say this? My son and his mother got into a knockdown drag out over that exact thing.
Oh.
Because he's flying to Creighton to go check it out or whatever. And she's like, do you have a real ID? He's like, yeah, I have a driver's license. And she's like, no, do you have a real ID? He's like, yeah, how stupid are you, Mom? And like they did a whole Abbott and Costello who's on first thing. And I'm like, no, it's the,
yeah, right, the name the is name silly. Is,
you got to name it something better than, because.
Like ID Plus.
Yeah, something like that.
Mm. Colorado did like. Start that a few years ago, like way before anyone else.
Oh, so he did have one probably. Oh. Okay. Anyway, sorry about that, ex-wife.
Good evening.
Good evening.
In a story that affects Erica, perhaps. What do you think the most dangerous thing a couple can do for their relationship before they get married?
Oh, no.
And Erica might have done it. We'll tell you in 7 minutes.
Here's the thing.
Is it get a dog?
No.
Okay.
That's what I was thinking.
That's a good guess, though.
You're tapping into something about Erica. Couple things. One, she's obsessed about her relationship. No, that's a good thing.
I think that's good.
I'm not saying that's a negative.
It took me a long time to rebuttal that.
No, I think that's a good thing.
I was very single for a very long time. This is shocking to everyone.
What is very single?
I was alone my whole life, except for a couple of very bad relationships. So anyway, I'm fine.
You could not be making me feel any less pathetic right now. I like it. Is that more pathetic? Doesn't matter. The other thing is she's also a worrywart. So are you sure you want to do this? Are you sure you don't want to throw a nope at him?
Because no, I really want to know, because then I want to know if I should worry about it.
Oh,
I could just leave her on
edge.
My
God. That is the most diabolical thing that's ever been suggested on the show. So there's something that Erica's doing that could ruin her relationship.
I don't know if she's doing it.
Oh.
Are you going to do it, Aaron, or am I going to do it?
Don't you dare. No.
Or am I doing it? I'll do it.
Just tell us.
Okay.
What is it?
The worst thing a couple can do before they get married for their relationship.
I'm sweating.
Is borrow money together specifically to pay for the wedding.
From loved ones or from a bank?
I think it just says borrow money.
It just says borrow money, and it really ties into how expensive the wedding is. The more expensive the wedding, the kind of worse off you are, is what the story is saying. So, like, if you keep your under a certain amount, don't borrow a bunch of money, you'll be all good.
I just remembered, I'm not borrowing it. It's just mine to keep.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Aaron just said something off the air.
I don't know why it's...
Well, maybe it says something bad about me, actually. But what did you say?
I said I'm not drinking this month.
We've all heard of dry January. I've done dry January.
Why?
Really good for the mind, body, and soul.
It is.
We just keep kicking the problem down person to person. It was Erica, now it's Slacker. Why?
I mean, okay.
Okay, you've also probably heard of Sober October.
I'm trying to figure out which one would be easier. Like, if you have to do the whole month of October, Halloween, even though I'm not Aaron amounts of weird, you still have to drink on Halloween.
You actually don't have to drink ever, right?
There's candy on Halloween.
That's true.
Yeah.
Okay. You know what? I know the alcoholics are screaming at their radio right now. You don't have to drink ever. But like, this sounds so stupid, but in our line of work, how many people don't drink? It's a very small number.
The amount. Because they've had a problem.
Right.
I would say.
Because it's something you do in this job and you kind of have to.
It's very encouraged here, for sure.
Which is odd. Which I guess leads me back to my question of, why are you not drinking this time, Aaron?
How could you?
You're letting us down.
No, just because, like you said, dry January is good for the mind, body, soul. And I truly don't drink a lot to begin with. I maybe have like 2 drinks at a concert and that's it. I don't drink at home. I don't have...
You don't drink at home ever?
I'm really interested in what it's like to live your life, but that's fine.
Because welcome to Colorado. Like, I don't know how you drank in other states you've lived, but much like working in radio, Colorado sort of encourages
big
it.
Big drinking town.
It really, like it just...
A lot of people had like microbreweries or whatever.
I was going to let you have it.
Yeah. but everywhere you go, it's like a brewery, a restaurant, a bar.
Because I've seen your Insta.
And all I do is...
And you're training your dog to be a brewery dog.
I know, but it's the cute. He's doing so good. The good news is, he, like Aaron, is not drinking.
So he's your DD?
This month?
He walks me home.
Yes, okay.
No, never. But so you're doing this just for wellness of the soul?
Yeah. Okay. I could honestly see myself never having a drink ever again. That's how little I care about it.
But would you... Like, okay, so this is the weird addictive side of me. I know you're going to yell at me, especially Eric is going to yell at me.
Yeah, I won't yell.
But like, where's, then what's fun?
Yeah!
Like, what's fun? Like,
will you smoke
some weed or something? Or like, you don't ever want to just hone the edges off of your horrifying life?
No, because to be honest, I think it's a control thing because my anxiety is so bad that I'm like, I can't lose control.
I get that.
Okay. And you lose control when you drink a little.
I don't because I only have like 2 drinks, but it's like I have control of not drinking.
Okay.
And so I'm going to keep not drinking.
I see.
Okay.
So I had to do that with coffee for a while. My anxiety was so bad.
Oh my God. And now you, like, I watch you. You come in with a latte. You have 2.
No.
Dude, you got some issues when
I
it comes
drink
to that.
A latte. Well, I drink coffee at home and then I come in with an energy drink. That's fine. More caffeine than
that's
necessary.
That's what I do.
So you're just trading one vice for another. So then I guess that's all I'm asking.
But I'm just getting like anxious and fast, not like anxious and depressed like you do with alcohol.
You know what? That's important.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
A Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
Other people's problems. You have them. We make them worse. What's happening?
We have Angela today, and she is dealing with the potential loss of a pet.
No.
Okay. Angela?
Yay.
Sorry about what's going on.
Thank you.
Why don't you bring us up to speed?
Okay. So basically my family has two dogs. We've had them since they were puppies, and they're both from the same litter. So they've been together their whole lives. We adopted them together and took them home together. They're best friends. And they're just, it's been about they're nearing the end of their life expectancy.
Can I just ask a quick question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are you TX's wife? Her name is Angela. Close. You two dogs from the same litter getting old? Is this not a little on the nose for you right now?
It's very on the nose. It's not my wife.
Okay.
I don't think. Her name is Angela.
Okay.
Her real name's Angela?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what I thought it was.
You know her by the shortened name, no?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what else it would have been.
It's Angie.
I
was
telling you.
Okay, I'm so sorry. Listen, we got to. It's my fault.
Yeah.
I've taken us off the topic. What a shock! All right, so tell us more about the dogs.
They're just older, and recently they both started acting really sick.
Oh God!
And we thought that maybe they were like both just getting sick at the same time. So we brought them into the vet, and it actually turns out that one is actually sick and is terminal, but the other dog is healthy and is probably just acting sick because it's heartbroken that the first one is sick.
Oh,
it's like a mirroring behavior that they do sometimes, especially if they've spent their whole lives together. They're very bonded.
Like literally every moment they've been alive, they've been together.
Yeah, there's never been a time for more than like a couple of hours, I think, that they've been out of each other's lives. Wow. Like sometimes one had to go to the vet and the other one didn't. And when the one was gone, it's like they'd be at the window the whole time, like whining and waiting for them to get back. They're, like I said, they're soul bonded.
Okay.
Anyways, yeah, the vet basically said that the sick dog is probably going to need to be put down pretty soon.
God, I'm sorry.
Yeah, thank you. It's tough, they're part of your family.
Yeah.
So told us that the sick dog needed to be put down, and then said something else that really surprised me, which was that the healthy dog could be put down at the same time. Which kind of took me aback. But the way he explained it is basically like, since it will probably only get worse and the healthy one like may not recover from the heartbreak of losing its sibling, that maybe putting them down together would be like for both of them.
I'm sorry. I don't mean to laugh. That's a...
That's like a BOGO deal?
Oh my gosh.
What are you doing?
This is terrible.
The insensitive person on the show is me. So
no, I'm saying this is outrageous for like the vet to be like, buy one, get one.
But I just want it on the record. The first thing that sprung into my mind, I remember this a few years back, some dude in one of the Dakotas died and it was in his will that he was like, you put my dog down and bury me with my dog. And they did it.
No.
Yes.
That's a healthy, insane. Happy dog?
Yes.
I don't know if he was happy.
Well, that's... yes. So, I mean, I don't know if this vet is being unethical or whatever.
Off the air, can you tell me what your vet is so I can make sure they're not my dog's vet?
Right.
Gosh.
But also...
I mean... Is the writing on the wall as far as the broken heart? Like, I've experienced it with my dogs when one of the dogs had to go for surgery. So he was gone for like 2 days. And the other dog was just, and he might as well have been dead. Like, he was so
sad. Oh my God.
He was so sad because we're in the same situation where it's like they only know each other. And then you take it away and he's like, what is life now? You know, my brother's gone.
They get a puppy instead.
Well, I think my reaction was very similar to you guys at the very beginning. Like, it just seemed like so crazy to think of putting down our healthy dog. But I think that's why I called you. I'm feeling like a dilemma about it because the more I've thought about it, there's like a part of me that's like, maybe this is the right thing to do. And I need some outside perspective.
Okay, well, let me just jump in real quick and get you that perspective. 303-222-5423. Please call, please text.
The thought of putting down a healthy dog makes me not well.
But and can like I a, just say, well, what I, if the dog does take a nosedive? Then,
but what
then
if he doesn't?
Exactly.
Well, you're going to put one down now and one down in 4 weeks?
Maybe.
And you're, I do want to mention that I also have an 8-year-old daughter and... She's known them her whole life, and so I struggle with, do I have her mourn the loss of one and then potentially a few months later the loss of a second one, or is it kinder to have her lose them at the same time?
No.
I
don't know what to do. You can tell I'm losing. Like, I'm in goofy mode now, and this is not healthy. Like, I don't know what to say. This is outrageous. But it makes sense. Some weird little part of me, I think I understand what Angela's saying. Like, at first you're like, no!
But the dog, the healthy dog is going to be like, why are you doing this?
It's not healthy though, Erica.
Yeah.
It's not healthy.
Well, it's just depressed.
So and it's going to be less depressed if no. it, like...
Yeah, is it going to get better once it loses?
It might, as long as friend? You're there to help support it.
Yeah, or is there? I know I'm the
getting a puppy
I'm the
anti-dog is an interesting
guy on the show, so I'm not trying to be that guy. But is there something to? They came in together, they lived a hell of a life together. Yuck. They went out together.
No,
is there anything to that? I mean,
it's not a movie.
It's not a children's novel. It's
the debate that I've been having in my head for a few days and. I know it seems crazy, so I don't know. I feel like I've lost all perspective because I'm just, my family's in kind of, you know, anticipatory grief mode right now.
There's pretty much no perspective left in this room either because we're just all.
I think you just get a puppy.
I don't.
Or adopt a grown dog that could be the companion.
I know this is not, I am being a terrible person to you right now. But like, if your fiancé died, well, just get a new boy. Like,
totally
just get a
different.
New boy. Get
very
a new boy.
Different.
No, it's not. This person is like, it is very different because you've only been with him for like a couple years. These two dogs have been together their whole life. You don't just, replace it. Oh, just go
not
get a new goldfish
it,
like we're in a sitcom.
But give it a new companion.
I don't think it works like that. That is.
Yeah. This feels even deeper than like we all have siblings, but we don't have twins. Like, it's like a deeper that these.
Yeah, wait. So what? If one twin dies, you just out the other?
That's not the same. Because they don't live every waking moment.
Maybe they do. Maybe these twins are 21.
Conjoined.
No, maybe they're
you're
21.
Not, this is Angela.
And they've gone to school together and they went to college together. And then what? You just take one out?
Angela, hang on while the absurdity continues here. We're going to get you some advice. I don't have, you don't take a twin out. Oh my God, I'm going to start laughing. And I don't want to. I feel so uncomfortable that like I have that weird.
The answer is no. Thing.
The answer is well, maybe not though. Why are the boys being the logical ones?
That's in the grief. So I have never lost a pet and it's what I'm very.
It will suck even for you.
I'm very, very afraid of it because it's on the horizon. And I don't know what that grief is like. Is it better to do one big one, to have it multiple
times?
It feels
super selfish to do that, though.
I know. But also, when you have a kid involved, that like, what's better for the kid?
You would have a dog to cuddle in your grief.
No.
Unless you got rid of them both at the same time.
Yeah. Hmm. But if that dog, is that dog going to be cuddleable if it's, I don't mean
to make this weird because Aaron said it's a movie or what? It's not a movie, but this is The Notebook. This is the other dog climbing into the bed with the dying dog and then dying itself.
It's not Romeo and Juliet.
But it kind of is. It kind of is, you guys. Like, I think it's so weird that the two dudes are being the like...
No, you're not
romantic
being... I'm being romantic between the owner and the pet.
I'm being romantic between the two pets.
Romance sucks. I don't like any of this.
This is the weirdest. I don't like this. Here's what I don't want on the phones. Do not call with the, like, can this vet do it? I don't know if legally the vet can do it, but a vet has suggested it. So let's get away from that angle.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about should we consider this or do we give this dog a chance to snap out of it?
It's also always about quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
It, like, that is legit what you do at the end. There's a test and it's like, if that dog was acting, if she took the dog to the vet because she thought it was sick, then that dog, for all intents and purposes, is sick.
I don't like it.
I don't know. I feel like either of those dogs would probably give up their own life to protect the other one.
Oh,
jeez.
Because I'm serious.
It's a great point, but it's just a gut punch at this point.
I don't know. To make them go on without the other one is cruel in its own way.
But to kill the healthy dog is also cruel.
It's not healthy. You got to take healthy out of it.
To kill the not sick dog is also cruel.
You guys, if you have any advice whatsoever, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
This is an awkward OPP, to say the least. Mm.
No, it's not awkward. It's cruel.
I don't know that. Okay, so Angela called. Both of her dogs were really, really sick. She took them to the vet, and the vet confirmed one of them is terminal, and the other one is just heartbroken.
And like sympathy sick. Mm.
They're from the same litter. They grew up their whole lives together and they're at the end of their life expectancies, I think what she said.
Yes. So the vet has offered to put the terminal one down and the same with the non-terminal one, because this does happen where the other one just doesn't bounce back.
But physically the healthy dog is healthy, though it is sad.
Yeah.
This has hit a hot button, like the texts are crazy.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I just want to say, before we start, all opinions are welcome here, because I don't think this is going to go well.
No.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have advice for Angela and the two dogs?
Not really advice, but I listened to it. I would go with at the same time.
You would put them both down?
Yes, only because at the beginning of her story, she did mention that they were both very old. So yeah. I've been through the heartache of putting dogs down. And I can tell you right now, if that dog is close to age where it's going to pass away anyways, the one that stays alive will definitely pass away from heartbreak.
You guys.
Without a doubt.
It is The Notebook, you guys.
No, and that is a thing.
This is so sad.
Just because it's so old. And it's the whole life. If they were 4 or 5 years old, I could see.
Yeah, then no. Then it's an absolute no.
No way. Yeah.
Here's the thing that I want to
say. It's a real D-bag thing right now, though.
You're taking away.
Being old is not a reason to put someone down. No.
No, Kenny, you sound. But with somebody.
Yeah.
Being with somebody your entire life, being old and already on your way out the door.
Yep.
You're looking at maybe another year or so of hospital vet bills, but not if you're putting away its best friend. You're looking at maybe a month.
Yeah.
We did get a text that said this exact same thing happened with my two dogs. The healthy dog died naturally 4 weeks after the one that had cancer. And I'm sick reading these.
Thank you, Kenny. We appreciate it.
A month, like exactly what
Which is the natural thing to do, not you might die.
You're
going to
put your 8-year-old daughter through two deaths in 1 month?
Or you grieve altogether and you explain that this is something that happens naturally.
What I don't like... Like, Eric is like, this is hard, and yeah.
Oh, yeah, there's no right answer. Is.
I'm not mentally, like...
I know you're not.
My dog's a puppy. I can't...
No, I know.
...think about it.
And we don't want you to think about it, but...
I've lost dogs in my life, but not my dog.
It smacks really hard when it's your dog.
Yeah.
It's awful. Heather?
Yai.
What are we doing with these dogs?
To be honest, I think that if it were my dogs personally, and I don't know, I mean, I used to work Summit Vet Clinic, but I would personally, you know, euthanize the one that's sick, and I would not do the one that is still physically okay. I don't think it's going to be easy for anybody in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really going to be up to everybody to monitor, like, I mean, everybody, the dog. I mean, it's not going to be easy. That dog is going to be missing, you know, missing its sibling. But I mean, I do kind of have a problem with euthanizing a potentially healthy dog. And it could get better after a while.
But if it doesn't, can I interrupt you, Heather? Because I know you've been with dogs.
Absolutely.
I'm going to tell you, I don't know if I've ever said this out loud on the show before. We held on to Mojo too long.
That's different, though.
Because you're you're so selfish in that moment. You're like, I don't want to let go. And it's like, if this dog's ready to let go, which this dog appears to be ready to let go.
But was Mojo sick?
Well,
kind of,
and yeah, that's like, I guess, was it really a big ailment? Because I understand that.
No, but it's that it's what Erica said earlier. There is, they even have tests online for like quality of life. And if this dog is already sick enough that they took it to the vet because they thought it had the same thing, it has the same quality of life as a terminal dog.
I don't know if I agree. Mm-hmm.
But that's because we keep using the Notebook example at the end when he crawls into and when they pass away together. And there is, it's like they, sure, he might have lived on longer, but he didn't want to. He didn't want to go on without his wife that he loved more than anything. And are these dogs in the same position where it feels like we're being gracious to them by extending their life?
That's what I thought. I'm like,
yeah.
I guess then the question is, though, is could this dog, you know, possibly get better after the other dog is gone because it's not seeing its sibling essentially suffering.
Yeah.
And
the reason I brought that up, Heather, is because what if you're wrong and the dog just gets so much worse?
And then you know, but you have to give it the chance.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you're making an assumption.
I'm with Aaron.
No one is going to, I mean, fully know, like, I can't see the future. All I can do is make the best judgment from what I know, and that is what I would do. And I mean, I just think that it should be one dog and not both at once.
I get it. And I appreciate it.
I don't like to let animals suffer either. I mean, I my last dog, I let him go. I had to let him go a couple months ago because his health was bad.
Yeah.
And, it got to a point where we just decided that would be best for him. I mean, it wasn't easy for anybody, but it was the decision that was right for the dog.
Thank you for the call, Heather. Hack, I know there's a bunch of other...
Yeah, there's like an interesting suggestion. Maybe do separate them now and kind of see, which seems like smart. But on the other hand, now you're taking
gross.
Away...
She just ended the quality of life for...
And some of these last few kind of precious days that they could have together, they're separate. I don't know. I agree. I don't know if there's a right answer.
Yeah. There was a text that said, if the healthy dog stops eating from depression, when do you pull the plug on that? How long do you wait that for that dog being depressed?
But you guys are, I hate admitting it. Like, I understand what you're saying and you're right. But it just, as a person who held on too long.
I know, but this is different.
Because Mojo was sick. There was other things.
And this dog is sick. It's heart sick.
I believe
totally
that they should get a puppy. I hate that they should get a puppy that or a rescue dog.
Another caller said they should get a puppy that often extends the life of an older dog.
You still have more opinions or you hate something we said. 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9.
I'm going to ask you guys a question and it's going to involve a wedding, but it's not really about me. And I don't want all the looks I just got from each and every one of you.
No, this look is because I have allergies.
That look is because you don't believe in love.
Yeah.
I believe in love. I just believe in moderation. Like, I don't know.
Love in moderation.
Love in moderation is the saddest thing you could ever propose.
Yeah, it's called prostitution, actually. You just pay him to
what
go
is
away.
Happening?
Okay, I'm going to go back to my question. We're going to cut that one off.
Sorry. Yes.
So over the weekend, photos came out. Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce went to Travis's cousin's wedding. Would you be mad if you were the bride or groom?
No.
Yes.
Why?
I think it's a genuine
talk
debate.
Talk about thunder stealing.
You invited them. You know what you're doing.
Okay, so I my assumption was the cousin was the groom. I could be wrong. I feel like I'd be bummed if my fiance's cousin brought a huge superstar.
You'd almost have to you'd almost have to pull all the guests aside and go like, "Be chill. Will you please just be chill? Just be chill. It's a dude who has a weird job and a chick who has a weird job, and just be chill." Like, because you do,
and they can also say no. But everyone agreed.
I know, but here's the thing. I don't know if Erica will be honest about this.
I'm always honest.
There's a chance you'll be honest about this.
Let's talk about it then.
When you get married, yes, T-Hack, Erin, she's getting married. I know. This I'm sure news no one to you guys. She shared it with me personally, but let me just announce it to everybody.
Is that for the air?
Apparently.
Okay.
You want it to be all about you. Be honest or don't.
I'm going to be really honest. 5 years ago, the idea of a wedding was more important than the idea of a marriage because I just didn't understand it yet.
So the idea of standing in front of everybody.
And having all the bridesmaids and doing the
performance of it.
Yes.
Yeah.
The older I've gotten, like my bridal party is going to be really small. I feel weird asking people to do a ton of stuff for my bachelorette, but I will ask them and they will show up.
Okay. But that day.
The day. Yeah, I guess I'm the bride. It should be about me and my fiance.
Okay.
I don't really know that I need like anyone proposing or like announcing a pregnancy yet.
I think
the wedding.
I think if you're being smart, you should probably not invite me because I'm sort of on the same plane.
You
sort
might
of
propose. As Taylor.
Taylor and
Travis. Can you imagine Slacker proposing at your wedding?
My wedding? Honestly,
I would absolutely
to mess
do
with
it.
Me?
Yeah.
What?
I could see it.
Nobody's got more couth than me. I'm the king of couth.
What is couth?
Oh my God. Is there a word that you know?
Yeah, it's the opposite of gauche.
No, you're lying.
It's the opposite of couth.
It's a Taylor Swift song.
No, I know.
The thing.
Rebecca, she was gauche, but.
Okay.
I have some insight into this a little bit because my parents went to a wedding of some of their friends, their kids got married. So my parents went to the wedding. The kid played big time Division I football.
Okay.
So he went to school with some guys who eventually made the NFL.
Oh.
So it's a little similar here.
Okay.
And all I heard from my dad after the wedding was one of the guys was there. He was on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and he had a Super Bowl ring there. And it was all the guys wanted to see.
He brought the ring.
Well, wouldn't you wear it everywhere? A dressy event where you're wearing he's in the wedding. He's like a best.
Absolutely not.
People wanted to see it, you know? So all the guys were that way.
Oh my God.
So then all the girls were mad.
the girls, I would assume at this wedding, would have been like, oh my gosh, Taylor Swift was there.
Yes.
And then that's all they're telling everyone about. Well, how was the weekend? Oh, Taylor Swift was there. Who got married? Who cares? I don't even remember.
You're right. That's what I'm saying. When I asked Erica if she wanted to be about her, at that point, you didn't win the guys or the girls, because the guys went to Travis, the girls went to Taylor.
Yeah.
Oh, that's true, because they've got both.
Yes.
But again, the bride and the groom sent the invite. It's not like they're like, we have this random cousin we don't know. His name's Travis. What is...
But you can't... I guarantee you, Erica is struggling right now with her guest list. There's people on there she doesn't want to come, but they have to come. Like, you've invited all the other cousins.
Ding, ding, ding.
That's what I'm saying. So it's like, you can't invite Jason and not Travis.
Right.
So you had to invite both. And Travis...
So then you expect he's going to bring a date.
They for sure were like, there's no way they're
not going to come. You assume they're not going to come.
And great, they did. You got to see family. What's the problem? Like, truly,
I also think Taylor is like the anomaly, and she acted very normal at the wedding.
It doesn't matter how she acted.
No, it was how all the guests. And there's a million photos.
It
kind of
does, because it's not like she wore a Super Bowl ring. That's true. Is really
she
odd.
She didn't bring her Grammys. Yeah.
But she doesn't have to. Taylor doesn't have to.
Right.
And neither does Travis. Some scrub from the Bucks would have to for you to recognize them. But Travis Kelce walking into a room right now because of Taylor Swift, like, you just, the room stops. You're like, that's the dude.
Do you don't think they had any security?
She definitely had her security.
Yeah.
So then four more people they had to pay for meals for.
No, I mean, I'm sure Taylor
said, we're going to come. My security's coming. You know.
Yeah.
But
maybe they paid for the wedding. How do we know they didn't?
So yes or no?
Yes or no what?
Do you want Taylor at your wedding?
No.
She could be my plus one.
I love her. Yeah. I would want her at almost any other event in my life. Even the birth of my child.
You're pregnant.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection. Because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I'm not going to talk about it. It's your thing.
Oh, we did a Colorado.
Yeah! Let's go!
We Colorado did. Did you like that?
I did. I like it. Yeah. Except the state ends with an O, so Colorado did. Like, but yeah, I get it. I get what you're doing there. How many have we done so far out of 10?
Out of 10, we've actually just done one, actually.
Also, it's out of 11 because Bojo's is also on the list.
Still, well, I had Bojo's here, but you're saying that doesn't count.
Doesn't count.
So
we can get into some adjacencies on that because of somebody in the room, but like you have not had Bojo's unless you've had it TX way. So
right. Okay, so
what did we do?
We did go to Edgewater Inn.
Woo!
Me, my fiance, we are joined by Slacker and the entire Hack family.
I want to just interject real quick. Colorado native.
Yeah.
I've never been there. This was a Colorado do. There's a couple things on your Colorado do list.
There we go.
That I've not done.
And this was delicious.
I was like, because it was another pizza joint.
Yeah.
I was like, how are you going to hold up to Bojo's? They don't even try. They're just different.
Different, yeah.
It's just two completely different lanes of pizza.
Yeah.
And that was fun.
It was fun. I don't know if T-Hack had fun, but.
I did, yeah. It was really fun.
That's good. I don't know. You're more like chill guy.
We're talking around Erin like she was violently wounded in a car accident.
Right.
You took your nephews.
Yeah,
out
I had
something.
A little nephew date. We went to the zoo.
Which is the zoo something that should have been on Colorado?
Okay, maybe because
you just did what I did. So Colorado, you said Colorado do? I think
no, I didn't.
No, I don't think so.
I'm really.
I'm
good
just
at
jumping. I'm
it.
Just. I wanted to be wrong on something.
There have been so many updates at the zoo that like. It was brand new to me, pretty much. So maybe.
Do they do annual passes?
They do.
Yes.
I love an annual pass.
Oh my God. People
the zoo,
get
you
the
walk
zoo
around.
Pass.
Yeah. Can you get drinks there?
Yes. They do have alcoholic
you grab
drinks
a
now.
Drink, you walk around, you get your steps in.
They have a down under place where you can walk through. It's open and there's wallabies. And it's just open. You have
I don't
to stay
actually
on the path.
Know what a wallaby is.
They're adorable.
Wallaby.
Okay. Can I just.
You, Jackman.
Okay. I got sucked into.
Is it like a kangaroo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they have two Joeys in there.
Okay, a couple things.
Yeah. Sorry.
Zoo can't be on Colorado list because.
It can be an honorary.
No,
like an extra.
Because it's. Because there are zoos everywhere.
No, I know.
Like, she's trying to do things that are Colorado.
However, if you think about a place like San Diego, like the San Diego Zoo is like nationally known. So I didn't know if this
it's
one
nationally
was like
known,
that.
But it's still just look. There's a fish. There's a rock.
Yeah, don't the die. Colorado one isn't.
It's like
isn't
it's
quite
like not,
there yet.
Okay, well, whatever. I'm still thinking about
it's
pass.
Why we took Elitch's and Lakeside off. Although right. Lakeside is its own sort of attraction because you're dodging
that's
danger in all
to put
four
our house first.
What was the other thing you wanted to say?
No, just like I think the zoo is a no go.
That's fine. I'll go.
Yeah. Exactly.
The other thing is, I just think it's a sucker bet. Like, you think if you're going to buy the pass, because we got sucked into it when we had little kids, and it's like, yay, we're about to go. What if we come here two times or three times? It pays for itself.
And you didn't go.
No, you go like twice. You're like, this is stupid.
Can like, you brighten up a little bit? Can we just like rewire your brain?
You want to go to the zoo three times in a year?
I go about two.
Oh, you can go,
we have two kids.
You can go three times. You can go to Zoo Lights, and then you could go twice during the summer.
Zoo Lights are worth. I have been to Zoo Lights at Christmas. That's awesome.
That's good to know.
Okay. And Brew at the Zoo. Why didn't you guys
you
mention
go.
That?
Brew at the Zoo. Sign me up.
Okay. You're right. I'm not. With all due respect.
Yeah.
No, I'm
after
just saying.
All that.
There are
Lions, Tigers, call in. 303-222. You
tell
don't
me,
like.
There are zoo people in there, and like, I'm not one of them. I'm not like, oh my God, they're in captivity, but I do feel bad.
No,
just like,
I'm like. I'm not going to lie. I was on the verge of tears because there's a new giraffe. He's a newborn.
He doesn't
want
to be there?
I was like, he only knows captivity.
Yeah.
And I almost started crying.
I'm not
this
that
took
guy,
a dark
but I'm
turn.
Just like,
sorry.
He can
thing.
See out, probably. He's stalling up.
Okay. Anyway, sorry. Back to Colorado.
Well, Edgewater Inn. I had the joy. I love children, and I got to meet the tiny hacks. And let me tell you, probably best meal I've had with children that age ever.
Your kids are
and
ridiculous.
And I have a lot
dude.
Of nieces and nephews.
Oh, really?
They're so locked in.
Oh, they got a firm talking to when we got home.
Because you have an impossible standard, dude. Your kids were immaculate.
Are you for real?
He's totally for real.
They got a little at the end. At the end.
At the end of 2 hours.
That's what my wife said. I didn't realize it was that long. I was having such a nice time with you guys. It just flew by. I didn't know.
They were angelic and so sweet. And man, I asked Leo. Right, Leo.
Yeah.
Okay, I was like, "How old are you, man?" It was right when he got there, and he.
It was a little intense. You came at him like a...
Because I love kids so much. Yeah. But he leaned over to your wife and told her, I'm feeling a little shy right now. And it was so sweet. I was like, oh, I'll do it again later.
It was the cutest thing.
Yeah, okay, because you caught
came
it.
On, oh, yeah. You came on like a Nazi interrogation. No! It was like, sit down, Vance, of making you talk. It was like, let him get situated at the table.
I feel like they liked me.
Eventually, but you came on hot. Like,
okay, I guess Aaron, don't introduce me to your nephews.
It's bad. Just let them know. It's going to be, they're going to be grilled.
I don't even think I was grilling
you
the
were.
Kid.
Oh, dude. I have things to say. You go. I mean.
No, that was it. I was just complimenting
Edgewater.
Children. Oh my gosh, yeah. They were the best.
They didn't know we were there.
No.
So they don't know that we rolled in, but it was great. Yeah. I mean, like,
but I do know why it's called Edgewater now.
Because it's the town.
It's on the edge of the water.
No, Sloan's Lake is actually like, on the edge of the water.
But I mean, like, Sloan's Lake is right there. That like, makes sense. I put it together.
Right.
I'm now understanding why our boss asked if it was on the water.
See?
Are you guys?
This is confusion.
I didn't think about the name.
Can I just say this? We're all getting used to Erica. And it's... No, I'm not. I'm saying this is a good thing, kind of.
The interrogations have like calmed down a little bit.
She's part of the show, mm-hmm. and we love that she's here. And like, I don't think she's gonna be here that long.
What?
What do you?
I think the moment she gets married, she's gonna be pregnant.
Oh.
I've never seen inflamed ovaries like I. Her kid lust. Is on 100.
Mm-hmm.
She's just like, kids, like,
in a weird way.
Wow, dude, you want kids bad.
I do. They're so sweet. And those kids.
TX kids, I just want you to know.
Hazel saying, delicious. When I asked if the pizza was delicious.
Yeah. Yeah. It's crazy.
I'm literally warm right now because I'm talking
about for real. Like, I knew you wanted kids, but I've never seen anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
It was like...
8 nieces and nephews. What else are you going to do?
Wow.
Yeah, I'm super... Did you guys go home and practice?
No. Weird thing to ask.
I just want you to know, and I mean this with all due respect, your kids are not going to be like TX kids. And I don't... I just...
I don't think there's any respect there.
No, I'm just...
No, because AHAC is a different breed, for sure.
They are kids... And I have
not
two kids.
Not to not give credit to T-Hack. He does a great job too, but like...
No, mainly,
it's her. It's her. Yeah. You can tell it's her.
Yeah.
Because he's like, he misunderstood the whole situation. Yeah. Like how great his kids were for 1 hour and 55 minutes. And at the very end, they stood up and was like, come on! We talked about this! And I've seen the way you are with your dog.
What do you think I'm going to do wrong? Or is that another break? Someday.
I'm just saying, if your kids get out of their cages, you're gonna flip out.
I would never put my kids in a cage.
The Slacker Show. Alice.
105.9.
How do we feel about children's programming in this room? Specifically, there's newer programming now, like on YouTube.
Oh, you're saying that for me. I get it.
Yeah, because there's always right. like PBS and stuff, like Sesame Street, and there's always stuff made Caillou. For kids. Caillou, it's a great one.
Pingu.
What is Pingu?
The little claymation penguins, right?
Oh, yeah.
A little Pingu.
And then he does is that.
Yeah, and he goes with his mouth. And it makes a little horn out of it. Yeah.
Okay. What are you going to say about this?
Well, specifically, let's just get into it. Miss Rachel.
Do we know who
Miss Rachel is?
Yeah.
I've never watched any but I've heard about it, you know, from the rumblings of the parents.
Okay.
But what is she?
She's a YouTuber who creates content for children, and I think she's very, very popular. She even has stuff in stores and stuff. She's like partnered.
She has products. She's got like a partnership with YouTube now, I think, maybe like a TV show.
It's a real person.
Yes.
Yes. She used to be a.
Oh, yeah. She was an educator.
Before, yeah. Yes. And then left and is now doing this on YouTube. And
you have a problem with somebody who has dedicated her life to. Teaching children, now doing it on a national scale. Is that what you're saying?
Well, she quit her teaching job, but yes,
no, she
I
didn't.
Do.
She just changed the way she teaches.
Oh, boy. you don't even know who she is.
I know, but I just like pushing TX buttons.
I know you do.
Yeah, I have a big problem
with
her.
What's your problem with it?
I don't like the way she talks. I think she does baby talk the whole time, and I don't
know. Can you give us a little example?
She's like, okay, kids, today we're going to learn about shapes. Yay!
You don't think kindergarten teachers talk like that?
Absolutely not. No.
Yes,
they maybe not a, there might no. be a little bit, but yeah. Miss Rachel is like very, it's too far.
Yeah, and I don't like it. I don't like the idea of my kids sitting down and watching somebody speaking in a way that nobody speaks.
Do you think they would start emulating?
I do, yeah. And I think they would think that's how some people speak. And the answer is no, that's not how anyone speaks ever. I don't know why she's doing that.
So then you refuse to let it be on in your house?
It's never been on.
It's a very like sing-songy delivery. She repeats herself so much.
The kids need that. Kids need the sing-songy.
They don't need to sing-songy.
Yeah, it feels condescending. It's like,
yeah.
It's not, it's just
so too- how in the world did she get popular, do you think?
Because kids love her because she's annoying.
But they love her because she's sing-songy and repeating.
Correct.
Or is it the parents?
Like, I don't know. Like,
whose job is it?
I hate the point you're making, but I feel like you're right.
She would not be popular if she wasn't doing something right. Yeah. Right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, but as your job as a parent is to say, I don't think you're learning from that. Let's try something else.
I will say, just because it's become popular with kids doesn't mean it's necessarily like good because like Skibidi Toilet is also popular with children.
Is it real that Michael Bay is doing that?
I don't know. That's
that
what
can't be real. That feels like a troll.
Yeah, it feels weird.
I don't.
But.
I feel so out of the loop on the Skibidi Toilet talk because my son says it sometimes, but I don't know. He doesn't know what it is. He's never seen. Is it a show? I don't even know what it is.
No, it was like a YouTube clip of a dude's head coming out of a toilet and he was like chasing you.
There's no way that Michael Bay is going to turn that into a movie.
Michael Bay and Adam Goodman are developing a live action movie and TV series based on the internet phenomenon Skibidi Toilet.
Okay, I don't know. I wonder if the kids truly like Miss Rachel or if the parents just go, oh, this seems educational. Oh, this video, it'll just keep autoplaying. You can sit on the couch all day, put it on, and then walk out of the room and the parents
so
don't.
So you're
even
judging people. Okay. I just 303-222-5423. That's where you text in. Either jump on TX side, which you're absolutely welcome to do, or do you feel like TX judging you as a parent if you let your kids, like, I think that's what you're saying. You're saying Miss Rachel raises kids because people don't want to raise their own kids.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I said the most inflammatory thing I could, and you're doubling down.
There is a line. Like, when I'm watching my nephews, I will play Bluey for sure. I love Bluey. The kids love Bluey.
Is Bluey different than Blippi?
Yes.
Oh, totally.
Don't start with Blippi. Blippi is a freaking
Hold on, whoa.
How dare you?
Blippi is like if you put on a weird helmet looking hat and you said, I'm going to hang out with kids all day.
Yeah. All you need is a hat.
There are restraining
and weird
orders.
Glasses and suspenders.
So, okay.
I agree. Blippi's the same. It's like, I don't find it educational just because it's not like action. It's not Power Rangers, but that doesn't mean it's educational either. It's like, it's still just somebody talking very strangely.
But then why is Blippi popular? I'm not trying to be a jerk about this. I'm trying to learn because like my kids had to watch, like, they were into like some of the shows that I hated, but I feel like as a parent, sometimes you got to suck it up and you got to watch the crap that they like, even though you don't like it.
I agree with that.
But then
it's your job to choose what they're exposed to in the first place. And I think you should have turned on Miss Rachel and gone, yeah, she's talking very strange.
Like, yeah, this girl's teachers. Whack.
She doesn't. Yeah, they don't talk like this.
And Blippi's the same. Can you do Blippi?
I cannot do Blippi, honestly.
I can't stand. He goes into this like almost falsetto head voice type thing. And his laugh.
Okay.
And his laugh is like, it's a chuckle. It's like a hi-yuck kind of thing like Goofy does. It's so annoying.
Yeah.
Yeah. Huh.
So then what's your verdict? What should your kids be allowed? Like, I'm just telling you, my kids liked the Chipmunks. And I could
Alvin
not hate Yes.
Oh. Yeah.
And they're the worst thing in the world to me. It's like, sour cream for my ears. It's, God! I will. But like, you have to. You just suck it up.
You do have to sit through some. I agree with that. It is tough. But I do think TV is different now than even when we were growing up. There's so many options of like slower paced shows and stuff that are.
Blippi is like today's equivalent of Pee Wee Herman.
Oh my gosh, that's an amazing.
Wow, yes.
Yeah.
He is.
It's and creepy. What happened to Pee-wee? We found out some stuff.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I got a bunch of people in a retirement home that almost died, but not from, you know, the normal stuff.
Oh my gosh.
I've got a story that'll remind you not to jump to conclusions.
The Slacker Show's stupendously stupid stories.
All right, I've got a story out of Chamonix.
No! No! Get to the chopper.
No, it's not. That's not the
Listen
accent.
To me. I can do the German accent any way I want to do it.
Okay.
It's not a tumor.
Well, a man in rural Germany called police because he saw 10 to 15 people armed with knives and sticks just walking down the road. Police cars raced to the scene.
Do you think they called a chopper?
They probably called the chopper. They quickly discovered that these 10 to 15 people were merely asparagus harvesters on their way to work with their tools.
What?
Yeah. Just on a lunch break with their tools.
Okay. What? That's a thing?
I guess.
I'm Googling a picture
of them.
I'm curious
how asparagus grows.
I hate the vegetables.
Get me the steak and no vegetables.
What? You guys,
no,
asparagus?
No, they're like Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel.
It grows
asparagus
what?
Asparagus just grows out of the ground like grass.
Just like a little tree.
And he's
like,
yeah. He's like, mow over it. Why wouldn't they just have a lawnmower?
They'd probably destroy it.
I'm single-handedly changing the asparagus harvesting industry.
Okay.
Lawnmowers, Germans, lawnmowers.
No, that would destroy it.
Not if you, like, if you come under it, kind of, like a real
so
tall
that's not
mower.
A lawnmower, that's like a scooper.
Yeah, like a sharp-edged scooper.
It's not a scooper.
My story also not from Florida. Mm. I'm sorry. But it is from Pittsburgh.
Mm. Yeah, yins. What yin's doing over there?
So what we have
like
is
an Amish
a
person.
Yeah, I don't know what he's doing, so I'm just going to move on.
They say yins.
We have a nursing home, and there was a break-in.
Oh, jeez.
It wasn't a criminal. It wasn't a robber. It was a bear.
There's bears in Pittsburgh?
Who knew?
Elderly ones?
Well, it's every time when Chicago comes to town, you know.
What happened?
Chicago.
No!
It was one of those time release jokes.
Yeah.
Yeah, the bear got inside the old folks' home for about 15 minutes.
No.
Yeah, so it was like wreaking havoc in there. Apparently, the nursing assistant grabbed a walker and smacked the bear with it.
Oh my gosh.
To keep him away from the residents.
Whoa. That woman needs a raise.
It's the same way we get Aaron out of the studio some days. They used Rice Krispies treats.
No way.
To lure the bear.
What?
It works. Bears like Rice Krispies treats.
Consider me a bear.
Yeah. And then they had donuts outside once he got out there. But,
yeah, okay. That's for you.
Like they're treating him better than a normal employee.
Yeah.
And probably better than their residents.
All right, well, Aaron just left because someone left a Rice Krispies treat on the ground. Those were all the stupid people and bears we could find for today.
The Slacker Show.
Alice. 105.9. Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores. New True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.